Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for March 8, 2010. We'll begin our meeting with invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alfred. Will you stand?
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, I come today again to thank you for this opportunity. Bless this court and lead us in the right direction. Bless everyone in attendance today, in the name of Christ.
Amen.
To the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Items under purchasing. Item A, receive and file bids for IFB for hangar number two roof and wall panel replacement at the airport. Item B, approve specifications for IFB for surveillance cameras for the Jefferson County Correctional Facility. Item C has been tabled. Item D, execute, receive, and file renewal of IFB, a term contract for insecticides, herbicides, and spray, what is that? How you do?
Adjuvants.
Adjuvants for Jefferson County Mosquito Control District with ADA PCO for a period of from March 1, 2010 to February 28, 2011. It's an increase of price for item 10. Molecular Surface Film for $26.75 a gallon to $28.09 per gallon due to manufacturer's increase. And item E is to receive and file a renewal of IFB on herbicides, insecticides, et cetera, for the Jefferson County Mosquito Control District with Alenza for the period of from March 1, 2010 to February 28, 2011. An increase price for item three, Roundup herbicide, goes from $34 a gallon to $40.40 a gallon. Execute, item F, execute, receive, and file renewal of IFB for term contract for insecticides, et cetera, et cetera. Item G, execute, receive, and file renewal IFB for, again, insecticides, herbicides, and sprays for the Mosquito Control District. Item H, receive and file IFB, renewal of IFB for a term contract for insecticides, herbicides, et cetera, with CPS Inc. And under item G, that was Sheminova Inc. Sheminova Inc. And item H was CPS. Item I, execute, receive, and file renewal of IFB term contract for these insecticides and herbicides with Red River Specialties. Item J, execute, receive, and file renewal IFB term contract for insecticides, herbicides, so forth with Anivar, A-N-I-V-A-R, from March 1, 2010 to February 28, 2011. Item K, consider and possibly approve a job order contract with Centerline Construction for exterior lighting repair for Minnie Rogers in the amount of $7,228.33. Okay, item K is a Hurricane Ike matter. And item L, receive and file a job order contract with the center line for the amount of money stated for Hurricane Ike damage. Item M, consider and possibly approve change order number one to contract 09-120/KJS runway 16-34 rehabilitation with airfield improvement and repairs. Change order is amended, is to amend the scope of work for repair of taxiway D to reduce the number of cracks to be sealed, increase the quality of striping, and add surface painted holding signs to meet FAA requirements at an increase of $14,166.20. The new project cost will be $171,956.26. Item N, execute, receive, and file change order number one to contract for the runway stated in item M. Item O, consider and possibly approve a discretionary exemption in accordance with Local Government Code 262.024, little a paren, three paren, for the repairs of the coil and the air handler unit one and two that serve the stage at Ford Park Pavilion in the amount of $12,260 from Alliance Mechanical Services. And finally, item P, consider and possibly approve a discretionary exemption in accordance with the Local Government Code 262.024, paren A, paren 1, for the retrofit of the air conditioning at Ford Park Pavilion artist compound area in the amount of $23,811 to Alliance Mechanical Services. Have a motion on these items. Have a motion and a
second.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County commissioners, consider and possibly encourage all citizens of Jefferson County to participate and be counted in the 2010 census, which is ongoing because it is so vital to our country and, of course, our community. Item B, receive and file executed disaster funding contract between Jefferson County and TDRA for round one of Hurricane Ike applications. Item C, consider and possibly approve the resignation of Becky Ford as commissioner of the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1 Board of Commissioners, effective April 1, 2010. Item D, consider and possibly approve the appointment of Paul Truax as commissioner to the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1 Board of Commissioners for a 2-year term effective April 2nd, 2010. Item E, consider and approve an order authorizing the defeasance of the Jefferson County General Obligation Refund Bonds, Series 203A, and containing other matters related thereto. Item F, receive and file amended Texas Department of Rural Affairs contract number DRS 0704, replacement of 10 bridges. Is there a motion on these?
I move.
Motion by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Alfred. Discussion.
Judge, I'd like to take an opportunity to don't think Mayor Ford is in the audience, but he has done an outstanding job serving on this emergency services district for a number of years. And for the record, I just want to say how much we appreciate her service and helping to move this organization ahead. And I also like this time to let the court know and introduce you all, for if you don't know, Paul Truax. Paul, would you stand? Paul is one of our employees. Actually, he's an assistant superintendent in my precinct, and he's been very involved in working on a volunteer basis in this organization, and had been highly recommended by several other members of the commission, and we're glad that he has graciously accepted to be appointed to this position, and I know he'll do a great job, so we appreciate that, Paul.
Okay. One thing in that regard, I don't think there's any problem at all. Ms. Ford's effective date of resignation is April 1st, 2010. And Mr. Truax is becoming a board member, begins April 2nd, 2010. I intended to administer the oath to Mr. Truax today, pending that date. Okay. Send me a bill. Okay. Is there a motion on these items, or
yes, sir. I've made a motion.
Yeah, and Mr. Commissioner Alford, any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Auditor, consider and approve budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 1, $10,000. Item B, consider and approve intergovernmental agreement with the City of Port Arthur for funding of the 2007 Supplement Port Security Grant Program. Jefferson County is fiduciary agent for distribution of funds on this grant. Item C, receive and file financial statement for the Texas Juvenile Probation Commission Grant Fund for the year ending August 31st, 2009. Item D, payment of regular county bills, check number 336301 through check number 336573. Is there a motion on these? Motion and a second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Sheriff's Department, consider and possibly approve crime laboratory forensic scientist Mimbling. How do you pronounce that next word? Thanks. Attendance at the crime scene survey documentation and diagramming course on March 22nd through the 26th, 2010. In Huntington, West Virginia, the training is provided at no cost to selected attendees and includes registration, airfare, and lodging. Is there a motion on that? Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Clerk. Consider and possibly approve a proposed rate of $75 an hour to lease the central counting station to political subdivisions for their elections. Item B, consider and possibly authorize county judge to sign and execute the leasing agreement with Drainage District 7 for the leasing of the central counting station and voting equipment for their May 8, 2010 elections. Is there a motion on these items?
Second.
Have a motion.
I'll second.
And a second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. District Attorney announces an executive closed session as authorized by Section 551.071 for the government code to consult with attorneys to discuss potential litigation attacking the constitutionality of the Texas Tax Code, Chapter 11.31, relating to exemptions for pollution control equipment. All right, is there anything further on the regular agenda?
Yeah, Judge, as far as County Commissioner Item A, just for information, I was in Houston this past weekend, and I noticed on the news that they were saying there were census takers, imposters, stealing people IDs.
Imposters?
Yeah, they're acting like they're taking census. They hadn't started yet, but apparently they're warning people to look out for people impersonating, I'm sorry.
Well.
Census takers, so I hope.
That can be a very bad situation.
Very bad.
And first of all, citizens that have these census workers come to their home should under no circumstances allow them in. Whatever information that they're seeking, they can do that without coming in the home. I don't know of any magic test to test whoever may come to your door. We do know that these true census takers are obligated by oath to keep all that information confidential. That oath is good for the life of that person. It never goes away. And there's some very, very serious criminal penalties involved should they violate that. My understanding is that every home is to receive these small form census information mail-out. Heretofore, as some of you remember, they sent out about one in every six was a short form. I understand that now all of the census forms that are mailed to you will be the short form. They are not supposed to be invasive of our privacy. But again, you need to, here's a question I don't know the answer to. Are these census workers given any kind of an ID card? And that is the first thing I would ask for.
Right.
Whether they have one or not. When you can prove to me who you are, I'd be glad to visit with you. And I think nationwide there have intention or already have hired, over a million of these temporary workers who perform them. The census, as you know, is just extremely important. It is extremely important that we cooperate. But again, anything that is questionable to you, avoid it. Terminate the situation and tell them to send someone else back or whatever.
Should they call law enforcement or they suspect that?
The thing about that is every policeman in the Jefferson County would be busy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hoping, and I guess I could call Mr. Dennis Bruce down in Needland to find out, I'm hoping these workers have a proper identification. They do, Sheriff, they do.
Okay.
And don't feel bad about asking for it at all. And again, let no one into your home.
Judge, one question, just for clarification. There's my understanding that every addressable home will receive a census. Is that correct?
And
they have the option to mail it back.
Yes.
So the main thing here is, I think, if you get one, fill it out and mail it back, and then you won't have to worry about somebody coming to your house trying to access or get in.
That is exactly right, and unless you want a visitor, get that thing mailed in. I think there are 10 questions, none of which are complicated. I think I got 4 out of 10 of them. One of my better tests. But it is so important that we get an accurate count. You can't believe the millions of dollars that are generated to areas upon having a proper census, and many areas who lose in population will lose money. Not only that, they lose representation, and the counties that increase in population gain representation. Oh, it's just once every 10 years. I don't think I'll see that next one. Anything else? Alrighty, we're going to recess and go into executive session.